Have you ever, I'm going to ask it again, have you ever, do you ever take time with your children, talking to them about these issues? Now, after asking that, have you ever taken time to think about the amount of time spent with your children talking about these things? Versus the sex and sexual innuendos, violence, drugs, and just plain immoral things that our kids have to put up with. There are times when we're watching TV at a decent show, and then, lo and behold, a commercial comes on. Can I get an amen on that one? Folks, if you don't think the media is leading you down a path, you got rose-colored glasses on, man. They are controlling us big time. And we need to know that. The stuff that our youth have to put up with, the stuff that we have to put up with is terrible. But we, parents, do have control over our children and what they watch. As long as they eat in our house and live in our house, guess who has the power? You know, I'm a fifth-generation teacher. I kind of. My sister is actually the fifth-generation teacher. But from that experience, right, the parents who want to befriend their kids lose their kids, typically. The parents who want to actually be parents to their kids and set down rules, guess what? The kids respect that. That's what they want. That means you love them enough to actually care that they get in at 10 o'clock at night or whenever. Nowadays, that means you love them enough to make sure you have their cell phone or their iPod before they go to bed at night. So, sorry, I'm preaching another sermon, aren't I? But seriously, think about the amount of time we spend, you spend, talking about Christianity, talking about how much God loves them, that God created them, that God knew them from the very beginning and had huge plans for them and has potential for their life as long as they step into God's will and follow God's will and try to understand what God has for their life. God knew them and loves them. And how many times we talk about that, how much time we spend doing that, and yet how much time our kids put up with other crap. Excuse me, did I say that? Did I just think that or did I say that? If you could be for an hour a junior high or high school kid and walk up and down the middle school hallways and the high school hallways, most of us would probably be appalled by what we hear. Our kids have to put up with that. And our kids put up with it hours every day. The movies. And yet, we expect the church, 1.5 to maybe 2.5 hours a week, can influence our kids? You see, it's your responsibility as a parent. It's my responsibility as a parent to train your kids up in eternal matters of Christianity and the church. That's why we are so passionate about our children and our youth programs here at First Church. You see, we want to help you be meticulous in raising your kids, or maybe you have your grandkids living with you. We want to help you be meticulous in raising your kids and teaching them how much God loves them. Do you hear me this morning? Do you understand me this morning? Are you in deep thought this morning? I know this is kind of heavy, but folks, it has to start somewhere. Our children and our youth, they'll love you for it. And so will the community. So to be a superwoman like Mary, guys, don't let that scare you. But it won't come easy. It may seem that the world is against you. It may seem they want to stone you to death. It may be that your family will kick you out of their house when you need them the most. But God is right there with you every step of the way. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks and praise for this day. We give you thanks for all the wonderful and awesome things that you allow us to experience each day. And we just pray, God, that we meet them with your grace and your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen.